My name is Steve Ritter. I'm the founder and CEO of Terralytic.
What is Terralytic?
So Terralytic is a soil sensing company that, for the first time, allows growers to measure and monitor their nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium levels in their soil.
Well, soil is certainly on everyone's mind and is part of the soil health partnership that we're seeing across the Midwest to improve soils. So this first-of-its-kind technology can do exactly what for a farmer?
So what it does is it's a soil sensor plus wireless analytics plus software online that sits in your soil and during the growing season reports every 15 minutes your actual nitrate, phosphate, and potassium levels so that a grower can actually see for the first time if their soils are okay or if they need to add fertilizer or where. And more importantly, we measure everything at three different depths. The growers can see at 6 inches, 18 inches, and 36 inches their exact NPK levels at the different depths, allowing them to actually understand how their roots are in relation to the nitrogen levels and phosphate levels. So if something is leached out or washed out, the growers can see that in real time with our sensors.
Wow, that's pretty time sensitive, it sounds like. And how many probes does it take, though? As we all know, there can be variances within a field and within areas of a field.
Yeah, so we recommend a probe per soil zone. So in a quarter block, you may have 5 to 7 soil zones. And so 5 to 7 probes is enough to kind of get a good picture for that area.
Okay. And is this something that the farmer does themselves? And what kind of equipment is involved in all of that?
Yes, we've done all the hard work to make it easy to install. So all a farmer needs to do is dig out soil with a soil auger, install the sensor, and press the button, and he's up and running. There's no configuration. There's no technical staff you need to get working. It works out of the box, and as long as a farmer can auger the hole, he's up and running and able to measure soils in a matter of minutes.
So where has this been tested, and what have the results been?
So the results have been great. So we've had tests globally from everywhere from Indonesia measuring palm oil plantations to Australia doing things like potatoes, cotton, sugarcane. In the Midwest, obviously corn is very big. In Canada, canola, field peas, and broadacre has been big. And then in California, it's been a lot of high-value crops, things like strawberries, nuts. And into Brazil, it's been some of the world's largest coffee and citrus companies. All have a unique use case, but at the end of the day, they're all just trying to make better business decisions through reducing the number of an amount of fertilizer, optimizing irrigation schedules or fertigation schedules. And so far, early indications show that growers can save between 5 and 10% of their nitrogen costs by being more precise through our data.
And that is a money saving then up front, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's kind of day one, year one payback in terms of using the technology.
I'm curious where in the Corn Belt that you tested it, and did you try it on no-till and conventional fields as well and see any difference in that? Let's see. I think you just were in St. Louis, Missouri, which talk about the heart of the Corn Belt, at the Info Ag conference, sharing some of your information and getting. Did you get to talk with any growers, or what kind of was that experience like?
That was great. I think the show was a good mix of large-scale growers that are, very interested in precision ag technology, as well as consultants, both consultants that work in the Midwest or into Canada, and all say the same thing. They get to soil sample once or twice a year, and that's good, but the data that they don't get during the growing season is really what we fill in for them. And because we have an open API, we can expose our data into any third-party platform. So if a grower is using CropMetrics or ClimateCorp and they want to get soil analytics as part of that, we freely expose that into third-party apps, which has been a great reception. And then from a data privacy perspective, we recently joined the Ag Data Transparency Alliance so that we take the same stance many companies take in that this isn't our data, it's the growers, and we don't share it or sell it or do anything to it without their permission. So,
how often do you recommend a farmer check the data? You said it gathers information every 15 minutes, so there's tons of data there, right? But what is the best way to make adjustments? Do you look at, does this allow farmers to look at it in a shorter window of time, but not too short? Kind of talk us through that.
Yeah, we collect it every 15 minutes for machine learning purposes, but most growers don't need to check it more than a couple times a week. Obviously, irrigation, depending on how they irrigate, you may want to check it more often. But things like pH, you don't need to check as often. NPKs, depending on weather events or other things, could affect the levels. But daily, a couple times a week is probably optimal for growers to check. But we still check it every 15 minutes because we're building machine learning to help predict what we think might happen with their soils to help farmers get proactive versus reactive and be able to prevent the nitrogen runoff or prevent their plants from missing out on nutrients by not having the right amount at the right time at the right levels. And so we do that, but growers, we do all that hard work so growers don't have to. This isn't a thing that they have to check in every hour.
Sure. All right. So how does a farmer get one of these on their farm?
So we have a lot of partnerships that we're starting to fill out with local co-ops. So if or some of the local ag tech providers and John Deere type dealerships, or they can go online to teralytic.com, learn more about the solution, and actually place a pre-order right there on the website.
Okay, and will this upcoming growing season be the first time that it's been commercially available, or has it been already commercially available this year?
It was commercially available for private pilots starting in April. So we've been running pilots commercially since April, but we ran out of probes. And so we decided to pause, take some lessons learned, and build another batch for next growing season. So the next year will be our second year in commercial availability and in mass production versus this year, which was pilots.